Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great, thanks.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I think I might catch a Michigan football game. I've kind of fallen behind on my football watching days, and so I'll catch a football game. I'm going to go to a charity event on Saturday night with my kids. Catching up with family time is what it's all about.
All right, sounds good. That Michigan football team seems to have righted the ship a little bit, so hopefully you being there will help them keep in the, going in the right direction.
I certainly hope so. I'd like my kids to see what I saw back in the day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a pretty interesting story. There is a bill that allows teachers' salaries to be posted publicly, and I wanted to get your take on that.
Sure. Well, I think you're probably talking about the language that we put into the school aid bill.
Correct.
Which, you're right. And that was really a reform that we had wanted to do for a very long time, and was added in the 11th hour a couple budget cycles ago. And what it basically does, it requires the school districts to have a link on their website or on their ISD's website that provides information. And the information is the total salary and the description and the cost of fringe benefits included in the compensation packages that a superintendent of the district makes and any other employee that whose salary exceeds $100,000. And they're required to post that information within 30 days after they adopt their annual budget. And the whole point is to provide transparency so that folks know where their money's going. And it's all public taxpayer dollars, and they want to know where their money's going.
Is this important?
I think it's important for just about every level of government that people know where their money is going. And yes, I believe it is important.
You know, it's kind of a touchy situation when you start talking about union salaries. That's been a very interesting topic on this program, whether it's teacher salaries or state workers. There's the notion by those union officials that we've talked to that they always get picked on first and the most. The general public, when we get feedback from our audience, we seem to hear that, hey, they've got it made in the shade. If anyone should make sacrifices, it's those state workers. It's those teachers. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'm a state worker, so I guess I can speak about it and not be ashamed about it. I honestly believe that state employees have not yet seen what the rest of the world has seen so far. There's been massive contractions in the private sector employment area. Many people have lost their jobs. If you haven't lost your jobs, you've seen a reduction in your pay. And if you haven't seen a reduction in your pay, you've probably seen a reduction in your benefits in some way, shape, or form. Then it's just not true in the public sector, and we're trying to do the best we can to level that playing field to a certain extent. Government is on a collision course with bankruptcy at every level, and if we don't get honest about this and really be very sincere in our efforts to try and resolve what is a looming crisis, it's going to be a very, very difficult transition in the years to come. So there's some truth to the fact that the public sector has not yet taken a hit yet in this economy.
Senator, I don't want you to start throwing numbers around because it could be a challenge, but I'm just interested to know what the difference would be in salary and benefits for state employees and for teachers as opposed in the private sector. And what I mean by that, do state workers, do teachers here in the state of Michigan have benefits and salaries that match up with what the private sector has, or maybe do they have better packages?
And there's no question that that the public sector employees, whether they be teachers or state legislators, have better health benefits and salaries than they do in their analogous private sector positions. And I'm not suggesting to you that we find one area of the public sector that that is to blame for this. Teachers do make a good salary. they have great benefits. I don't wish to pick on them at all for what they do, because they deliver a very important service to our state, and we connect the quality of our life to our teachers and our schools. But that's not the point, really. The point is that the people that are in the private sector that point to this are right. The public sector continues to go up in the area of benefits and salary, while the private sector continues to contract. And it's really not fair. It's not fair to anybody. And in the long run, it's not going to work in government. Government will continue down this path, and it will implode at some point in time, because it's an unsustainable cost. So I think it's true, and I think most folks that have done the research on this can show you chapter and verse that the public sector has not had the same kind of contraction as the private sector.
We've got a few more questions for Senate Majority Leader Michael Bishop here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Senator, what is your take on the bridge deal? Are we going to see any progress with that, or is that going to be left to the next administration?
Well, I don't think you're going to see in the close of the year here any last minute agreement on the bridge. This is a very complex issue that is going to take some time, and it's an international crossing, lots of issues to address. How is it going to be paid for? Who's going to pay for it? Many other considerations, with ranging from the cost of the job to Homeland Security. And I've been working with my colleagues for a long time to try to bring this thing over the finish line, but to try and do it in a lame duck session is very difficult to do, and it's not fair to all those involved, especially the taxpayers of the state, to try and jam it anything through before the end of the year.
What is Michael Bishop going to be doing? What's at the top of the agenda when we get to January 2011?
Well, I'm going to enjoy, for the first time, some good family time. I'm looking forward to that. I've got three young kids. I'm going to coach my son's basketball team. I've got some great things planned professionally. I was a prosecutor, local prosecutor by trade. Before I went to the legislature, I'm going to go back to my law practice probably, and live comfortably and happily with my family in the years to come.
All right. Thanks a lot. We will be contacting you again. We want to chat with you before the year is out. But thanks so much for your time, Senator.
Anytime. Good to talk to you.